And now I'm joined by A&E director Richard Willis, who is competing in the star-studded Strictly Air Ambulance event taking place on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre in aid of Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. And he's going to be dancing with Jodie Dieth. She's not actually able to join us, which is a little bit of a shame, but we do have Richard. So very good morning.
Morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. So can you tell us about the event on the 9th of March and why you're taking part?
Yeah, absolutely. So Essex Air Ambulance have been running this event for about the last 13, 15 years as an annual event. And it's one of their biggest fundraisers that they do every single year. It's a charity that's always been quite close to my kind of family's heart. It was something my late father always supported, and so as a result, we just continue to support. So we've got Lisa Snowden coming down to host the whole night, as well as some BBC Strictly dancers for those Strictly guests, Strictly fans. Kai and Nadia will be coming down to dance and perform, and also then judge.
Now, have you ever danced before?
No, not unless we're including dad dancing.
I don't think you can win the competition by dad dancing. How's it been, and how long have you been training? Did you start training at Christmas time or January?
So we started training early December, so it gives us about a 3-month run in. And yeah, absolutely. It's Jodie on day one of training was like, right, there's not going to be any dad dancing. You're going to do this properly. If you're going to do this, you know, ballroom and Latin, then we're going to do things properly and do it technically. So training started in December. We've been in around kind of work, early mornings, late nights, weekends, etc. And the format is there's five pairs. We all have to do one ballroom and one Latin, and all judged, as I say, by an expert panel. So not only are we doing it for charity, we are actually being genuinely judged on our technique as well.
What have you found the most difficult? Is it the posture, or is it the learning the steps? What's been most difficult?
I've tried to come at it in a kind of a layering way. So yes, first off, the steps were impossible to try to remember. It's like, you know, learning the words to a song, but being kind of forced to learn them super quickly. Sometimes it just resonates with you and it just kind of sits with you. So it was kind of that element of remembering all the steps and remembering what my legs and feet have got to do. But all the while, Jodie's like, no, your arm's got to be over here. Your face has got to be looking this way. Your chest has got to be pointing that way. Your hips have got to be pointing that way. And it's all in different directions. So it's... there's a lot to remember, and it's a really different kind of charitable challenge that I've done in the past. I definitely recommend it. It's fun. I'm enjoying it, but it's very, very hard.
Yeah, because all of the professionals, as in on Strictly Come Dancing, they want to win. Because that's in their blood, and that's why they love doing the dancing, but they do want to win. And I spoke to your competition actually 2 weeks ago, Steve Drew and Katie Harrison, and Steve said he might even have a sparkly tie. So is there any sequins on your outfit at all? Are you allowed to say?
I'm allowed to say, yes, there are sequins in one of them, quite a lot of sequins in one of them, which you will see. And actually, if anyone's following any of my social channels, they might have got a glimpse of that in a social post yesterday. Steve is the other male novice. The other novices are three females. So I feel quite close with Steve, that we're on the same kind of wavelength in terms of our ability and anyway, I might be saying that, and approach to it. We're both there for the right reasons, have a bit of fun. And it will be a really fun night. I know there's still tickets available. It's been quite intense training.
And as you said, Lisa Snowden, who was on Strictly Come Dancing, is gorgeous and a fabulous dancer, and David Whiteley are going to be hosting on the evening. It's going to be here at the Brentwood Centre, so you've got free parking, and then the Brentwood Centre will have some tables around, and the dancing will be taking place. There'll be show dances as well, and you can get your tickets from the Brentwood Centre. I believe, are they £25 per ticket?
Yes, I think there might be some concessions for children and other ages. But yeah, they start about £25 a ticket, all of that obviously goes, you know, there are obviously some costs involved, but most of that goes straight to the air ambulance. But yeah, the best place to go is probably either the Brentwood Centre's website or go to the Essex Air Ambulance website, which is, if you just Google Essex Air Ambulance, or it's ehat.org, and you can find all the information there, how to get tickets, and if you're feeling a bit flush, all of our sponsorship pages, including Steve's, is on there as well.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing night. And just to say as well, Richard, about the work, because when I obviously spoke to Steve, Steve had had actual experience as well with Essex Air Ambulance because of what happened to his son. And his son was very badly injured and the air ambulance saved his life. So they do amazing work. They get to, you know, if an ambulance can't get there or the ambulance is on the way and it's a serious accident, they actually get there before to help, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And each of their missions, you know, costs around about £2,000, every time they go out. And they, you know, they go out often six, seven times a day. So you can just see how quickly the costs add up and the importance of fundraising for such a vital support that is very, very little funded by any NHS or government. It's, the majority of it is privately raised through events like this. And so this is their kind of one of their big events of the year. So if you can't make it on the night, then please consider donating on our pages, whether that's my page, Steve's page. You might see some faces that you recognise. We're all quite local. But yeah, it's going to be a really, really fun night. I just keep on remembering that I am part of the entertainment, which is where I get all worried again.
But you do want to win. This is the point. You do want to win.
Yeah, you know, I'm quite a competitive character. So, you know, I think, well, actually, if we're going to do it, let's just really give it our best shot.
Yeah.
It is a fun night, and it will be lovely if we won as well. And Jodie, who's my professional partner, who, as I say, as you rightly mentioned, unfortunately couldn't make it today. But yeah, she's very keen on winning as well. She competes at ballroom at a kind of national and European level. So she's very competitive as well.
Yeah. Is there a glitter ball? Is there an actual glitter ball on the night? And do you know if you get to keep it if you win?
Good question. I know the answer to the first one, which is a definite 100% yes. I don't know about the second one. I think
it could actually be the one from Strictly. It could actually be that one. And maybe you could just pinch it and then auction it off.
Absolutely, because let's face it, it's going to be sitting in the cupboard somewhere, isn't it? Nobody's going to be using it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. So it's for the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. And as Richard said, most of the money to actually do, and I didn't realise this until I actually spoke to Steve, most of the money comes from fundraising. If you want to get tickets, the Brentwood Centre website, but all the details are on our website too, all the wsphoenixfm.com. Tickets are £25, but there are some concessions. There are a few tickets left, but there won't be that many. So if you want to come along for a fantastic night of music and dance, and it's going to be tremendous, hosted by Lisa Snowden and David Whiteley, then do book your tickets. It's free parking as well. So I wish you all the best.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just for, I'm not expecting everybody to come and watch me and Steve, but for the Strictly fans, we do have Kai Nadia from the BBC show attending as well. So it's an opportunity to watch real professionals live on your doorstep.
Excellent. Lovely. I wish you all the best. Lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.